And we're going to get a blocking foul on Lane Abraham. Lane's first foul early on.
Not the one you want to see.
No, not the one you want to see. Absolutely. So Beswick, their top scorer, going to take it out for them. Loggers in a man-to-man. Almost hits Kowicki in the head. Stays with the Rockets. Beswick with the ball in the corner. Up top to Niemann. Niemann from the top wing, guarded by Häkkinen. Nice job by JJ. They get it into the block. Beswick, it's right, he's going to get a travel. Nice move by Beswick. Next effort, he made the basket, but he traveled
nice
beforehand.
Player. He looks like a good athlete.
He is. You know, watching this kid since the fourth grade, Steve, and, you know, he's got the exact same face, just 6'3", 20, watch it. 17 minutes to go here. They're going to put a full-court man pressure on the Loggers, try to wear JJ out. JJ breaks it easily, gets ahead of everything, finds Hochschild on the right wing. Hochschild going to drive it in, finds Kowicki, back out to Drew, to JJ, JJ to Revac. Revac shuffled his feet. I've seen it too.
Yep. To settle down.
Yep. 16:50 to go here. No score yet in this ballgame. Spencer Rockets with the ball. Going to get it into Anderson. Anderson guarded by Revac. He's going to bring it up. Anderson, right side. Gets it down in the box to Beislik. Beislik turns around and nice basket by him. Over Abraham, it's 2-0. You can see why he's an 18-point scorer. JJ brings it ahead. JJ going to drive all the way to the basket. Dishes it off to Kolek and it goes out of bounds. Easy bucket right there.
Yep.
2-0, Spencer.
Yeah, these are kind of the games where you want to take control with a young team, take their soul right away.
Yeah. All right, Spencer with the ball. They get it into the block to Beislik, guarded by Abraham. Beislik kicks it back out top. They're going to swing it left side. They get it into the low block. Ooh, shot was close to being able to go straight up. It does go up and missing, rebounded by the Loggers. JJ going to bring it up right side. JJ, three back. Thought about the three. Back to JJ. JJ over to Lane. Lane looking to the block. Gets it to JJ in the low block. JJ going to turn around. Shot goes up.
Nice
and he's
luck.
Fouled. Almost makes it. Basket's no good. JJ's going to shoot two.
Yeah, nice job here back on the defensive side, too, with Lane with the contest in the block, not picking up that second foul. Be very important for him to stay on the floor.
Yes, absolutely. JJ, first free throw, 15:54 to go. First free throw up and good for JJ. It's 2-1, Spencer leading. JJ looking to tie this game up.
JJ still over about 84% here at the line.
Yep. Second free throw up and good for JJ. So it's tied up at 2, 15:54 to go. Spencer with the ball. Bringing it up is Anderson. Anderson gets it over to their top scorer, Beswick. Up top, going to the basket. All the way he goes, and it's good. Too easy going to the basket.
Yep.
And Loggers bring it across. Lane, he's going to drive in. He's going to pull up. And Lane is fouled. He's going to go to the line.
Kind of like that, we've got some fouls here for Spencer as well.
Yep.
Two right away.
15:31 to go here. It's 4-2, Spencer. Lane Abraham at the line. Looking to tie things up. First free throw up. Good for Lane Abraham. 3-0.
He's done a nice job coming back from that injury, and he's slowly rounding into form here.
He really is. You've seen his aggressiveness, and there's no intimidation at all at anything.
Nope.
Second free throw up for Lane. Is up, and it's good. Tied up at 4. Let's see us play some defense here now. Anderson going to bring it up for the Rockets. Shea Danzine set to check in. I like seeing this move early on.
Me too.
And Rockets swing it left side, back to the right side. From the top of the key, Spencer going to run their offense. They get a screen. Nice defense by the Loggers. Anderson up top going to drive in on Lane. Nothing going. Great defense by Lane. And here's
by Jack
McCone. Kicks it back out to Anderson. Anderson up top to Niemann. They got it to their top scorer, Beswick. Beswick from the top, looking to drive. A spin move to the basket on Kowicki. And going to get a foul on Kowicki. Want to see Shea in there on him.
Foul will be on Jack here, his first and the team second.
All right, first free throw up for Beswick is short, I'm a little nervous about what the shooter he is. He's taken everything to the basket. Yep. I seen that free throw was left short. Kulwicki out. Denzine comes in. Deslet for a second free throw. That one up. That one's good.
I don't care who we put out there. That kid's going to be a load.
He is. JJ gets it across half court over the lane to Braden on the left side. Braden, he's going to shoot the three. That one no good. It's a little bit short. Rebounded by Anderson. Spencer going the other way. 14:40 to go. It's 5-4. Rockets leading. Anderson, right side over to McCone. McCone looking to get it to Beslick. He can't. Spencer drives it in, kicks it back out. Here's Beslick for three, and he hits it just like that.
He's a load.
And just like that, it's 8-4. Aikenen brings it across to Rebak. Loggers reversing it. Can have Rebak coming through. He's open right there. Off shield, pump fake over to Lane. Lane into Rebak. Rebak back out to Lane. He's going to shoot for three. I like the in and out, the give and go.
Amen, brother.
That's it. Lane's going to get us going here. 8-7. Loggers down by one. We got to see the defense coming up here. Denzine on the ball. Rockets from the top of the key. Diving in. Off shield on Beslick. Rockets from the wing, right wing. Back up top. Trying to get the Loggers spread out on defense. And we're going to get 3 seconds in the lane on the Rockets. So turnover Rockets. 13:33 to go. It's 8-7. Loggers need a score.
Yeah, I'd really like to see this defense come out and guard these perimeter players.
Yeah.
Push them out further. That's where you start to see some of these turnovers. Too often I see Loggers inside the perimeter, and that's when we kind of run into trouble.
You bet.
This is a team that's won 7 games all year. We should be getting after them right now.
You bet. 13:33 to go here. Defensively, I can see big openings in the Rockets' defense here. I want to see JJ even attack a little bit. He did early on, and we found Winston Jack's hands. But here's Lane from the left wing. 13:24 to go. Loggers down by one. Hoshield by the basket. That's where we like to see him. He was blocked. Rockets going the other way. Beslick with the ball. Kicks it over to the corner. Back up top to the wing. Rockets in that same kind of a Florida corner offense. Beslick from the top. He's going to drive in. A nice spin move to the basket. Shot goes up. It's no good. And Hoshield comes away with it. JJ's going to push it up right side. He gets it up to Lane. Lane from the wing. 13 minutes to go. Back up top to JJ. It's an 8-7 lead for the Rockets. Rebak with the ball. Gets it in the lane by the free throw. That's his shot. It's a little bit long, but who's there? Denzine out to Hoshield. Three-point shot for him. No good. Rebound. Haakkinen out to Braden. Braden thought about the three. Kicking it out. Here's JJ from the wing. JJ going to drive it in. Out to Denzine. Lane in the corner. He's going to shoot that three. He likes it. Oh, it looked really good. It missed. 12:30 to go. Rockets going to slow things down a bit. They're up by one. 12.5 to go. Rockets with the ball from the top. The new player out there, Lalakana. Looking to get a Beslick by the basket. Nice job by Braden.
Ooh, I thought that was really good defense by Braden.
He was right behind him in perfect condition, perfect shape. So foul on Braden. 12:17 to go. It's going to be Rockets ball under the basket, under their own basket. Rockets get it out. Looking to get it back to Beslick. They do by the basket. He's got a really nice spin. Mm-hmm. They kick it out. And all the way he goes. That one's no good. Rebounded by Hoshield. JJ left side. 12:05 to go here. JJ gets around the defender. Kicks back out. Ooh, could have popped the three. Over to Hoshield. To Lane. To Rebak. He's going to shoot it from the corner. No good. Denzine tips it away. And it's going to be out of Shea. It's going to go to the Rockets.
Yeah, we're really, what are we looking at right now? It's a 48-point pace right now.
And it's
just a time that is favoring Spencer.
They call a timeout right here. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Great. I mean,
thank you. Jeff Haakkinen along with Steve Peters back here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's playoff basketball, first round. The Spencer Rockets in town here taking on the Phillips Loggers, and they're leading right now 8-7, 11:55 to go in this first half. Loggers coming out of a 30-second timeout and bringing it up for Spencer, guarded by J.J. right now. He's going to put the pressure on him. J.J. guarding him all the way up top. Going to make him work. Tough to get by J.J. up at the top, too. J.J. on all defensive teams showing his thing, what he does. Shot goes up, a wild shot. Oh, and it goes in. He'll give him that one.
Yeah.
10-7, 11:32. Reback from the corner. Back up to J.J. Over to Drew. They swing it to Lane. Lane from about 12-foot had a shot. He's going to kick it back out. They find Reback by the basket. Oh, if he would have put it up, it was right there. And blocked by Spencer. And going the other way. And here's Bieslick. Loggers down 10-7.
Oh, great pass.
And an easy bucket there. And Spencer rolling here right now. They're up 12-7. Still no Colin. I want to see him in that game. Reback from the wing. Up to Drew. Move the ball over the Lane. He's open. Shoot the three. It's good. Move the ball. That's what we got to do. Find our shooters. And it's 12-10. 10:48 to go.
Ball's definitely been too sticky.
No, way too sticky. Stick it in our hands. Loggers need to move it. When they move it, it's been going good. Here's Bezlik, guarded by Denzine. Up top is Spencer. Three-point shot goes up. That one's good, too.
And that's what I'm talking about. You got to push these guys out.
Yep. Colin getting a chance. He's going to check in. Here's Abraham to Braden, to J.J. in the block. Back out to Lane. Lane from the elbow. Kicks it out to Drew. Drew from the top of the key. Over to Reback on the right wing. Gets over to J.J. He's open for three. He's going to put it up. That one, no good. And they're going to call a foul on Drew. That's going to get Colin into the game.
Yeah, just not hitting open shots. I mean, they've got good looks. They're just not converting. That will change.
Yep. Yeah, not too worried about this. They're playing it the right way here. And Danzine comes out now. So Shea in there for just a short run. 10-11 to go here. It's 15-10. Spencer with the ball. Get across half court. Lane gets a steal. He's going to go the other direction. Layup is good for Lane Abraham. 15-12, 10 minutes to go. Loggers close it in to within three. And Rockets bringing the ball across half court, guarded by Reback. And ball goes through the legs of Bidlick. Guess who picks it up? Lane. He's all over the place here tonight. Here's to Hochschild. Had it from three. Had Braden right by the basket, but he found the left side. Drew all the way to the basket. Makes it 15-14. 9:36 to go. Rockets only up by one here now. Lane.
Good
defense on Bidlick. He gets all the way to the basket. Pump fake. Shot goes up. Ooh, that was nice.
Yeah, he's alone.
He gets right to the basket real easy. J.J. up to Hochschild. Hochschild driving in. Sneaks by. Ooh, no call here. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Loggers basketball.
Kind of like that they're attacking him and trying to get him into foul trouble, but he's been really disciplined and not reaching.
All right, Loggers basketball. T-Mac, good to have you here. Lane gets it into Colin. Colin from the top of the key over to J.J. on the wing to Lane. Get it to Drew in the low block. Drew turns around. That shot a little long, but Colin almost got the rebound. He came in high. Spencer comes away with it. 9:06 to go. 17-14. Rockets with the ball. 9 minutes to go. And a three-point lead from the top.
I'd close out on next.
Yep, I get tight on him. He's going to spin every time, and you got to be there to help. Shot goes up, and it's good again. Kid's a load. 19-14. How many points does he have, Nate? He's got 10 points already. Reback from the corner. Find Colin by the basket. He pump fakes.
Nice.
Goes up and gets the block. Colin's going to go to the line. Smart play there by Colin. And kind of what we start to need to do a little bit with our size, guys. There's some shots that were early on where we got it. We were so open. We put pump fakes up where they should have just gone up.
Nice job by Colin getting Mathers and McCohen up in the air to initiate the foul.
Yeah. First free throw up for Colin is good. We talked about that before the game, Colin, a good free throw shooter. We were shooting free throws before the game over at the Armory. 8:36 to go. It's 19-15. Spencer up by four. Colin trying to close it to three. You're just for Colin. That one is good as well. Nothing but net. 19-16. And Rockets get it ahead, and we're going to get a real little touchy foul on Collins. And it's going to be Rockets ball.
Fifth team foul for the Loggers.
Yep. 8.5 minutes to go. Rockets under their own basket. They get it in. They get it to Biblick. You know, I'd really keep him from getting the ball even, you know.
Right. That, great idea. Deny it.
Make him really work. Get him tired out here. Got some nice shifty spin moves. And all the way to the basket for the Rockets. That was too easy. Not moving our feet well here. 21-16. 8 minutes to go. 8:07. Rockets leading right now. Abraham back to Reback to Collins. Here's JJ. Gets it to Lane by the basket. The quick pass. The bucket's good. And he's going to the line.
He saw the ball movement.
Yeah.
I mean, around the perimeter, did not stick once.
Yes. And JJ had that shot in the corner, but yep. He had a quicker, easy pass to Lane. Unselfish basketball, moving the ball. 8 minutes to go. It's 21-16. Lane Abraham at the line. Lane, a nice start to this game. Got to be around 8 points. 12. He's got 12 already. And it's going to be a Lane violation. And they didn't call. Hashiel gets the rebound, though. Back to Lane by the basket. No call again.
My goodness. Phillips fans letting the referees
hey,
have it.
You're watching me on my best behavior here. Joel, you'd be proud. 7:50 to go. 21-18. Spencer with the ball. Looking to get it across half court. Guarded by JJ. Anderson moves it left side. Hands it off, top of the key. Ripped away by Kleinschmidt. Nice job by him. Braden was looking to get ahead. He finds Lane by the basket. Shot goes up. He's fouled. Lane going to go to the line.
It's kind of surprising that we haven't gotten any fouls here on these shot block attempts. So often, even if it's a clean block, it's the appearance of
it
that draws a foul.
It is. So Lane here again going to the line. 7:30 to go. Big half here for Lane Abraham. Free throw up. And it's good for Lane. Subs in for the Rockets. In comes Carter Lupke along with Watson Neiman. And we're going to get a 30-second timeout from Spencer. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
We're back here. Jeff Haken along with Steve Teeters, Nathan Podwell here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's 7:30 to go. The score is 21-19. And Spencer Rockets leading right now. Blaine Abraham at the free throw line. And this is his second free throw. And it's up and good. So it's 21-20, one-point lead for the Rockets. Lane Abraham's got about 15 points here in this first half.
Fair to say he's back.
Ball tipped away by Kleinschmidt, almost. Rockets hold possession. Anderson up top. And trying to get to the basket. They're working the five-out offense. Three-point shot goes up, and Spencer hits it. Weston Neiman, hey, they're hitting their shot.
Credit to him for 20, pulling the trigger.
Yeah, 24-20. That's a freshman out there. Hitting that shot. They get it into the Loggers, get it into Drew Hashiel, pulls out from about 15 feet. Don't really like that shot. No. You can get it all day.
Exactly.
Rebounded by the Rockets. 7 minutes to go, 24-20. Danzine going to go in, check in. Sometimes you see Drew get a little bit tired and he'll settle with that one right there. He's been driving hard to the basket. I think Danzine's going to give him a break. All the way to the basket and good for Spencer, 26-20. Loggers not playing defense here tonight. And Colin Kleinschmidt all the way to the basket. Can't finish. Spencer rebounds. Going the other way. Loggers got to keep attacking. You're right, Chris Johnson. 6:20 to go. It's 26-20. Rockets get into the low block. Shot goes up. Stolen away by Hashiel. To JJ. Nice job by Drew. That's how the CD is supposed to play. JJ all the way to the basket. Gets it over to Colin. Colin to Lane. Lane, move the ball. He's going to drive it to the basket. Oh, he's going to get a foot.
Yes, yep, I saw it. Got the little chicken wing out there.
Yep. And here's Danzine going to check in for Drew. Oh, he's going to check in for Lane. Give Lane a break. Lane picked up his second foul there.
And I don't know if that was exactly a foul, but it definitely, can see the arm, the forearm come out on the drive.
Yep, you got it. 6:06 to go. It's Spencer up by 6, 26-20. Loggers need to stop here. Spencer from the elbow. Get it out to the wing. Started by Rivak. Nice job by Braden stopping him. And all the way to the basket. And going to get a travel. I agree. He was a little out of control. Collins got to move his feet a little bit better. You're seeing him get beat at the top. Looking for those steals. You want to see him kind of settle back a little bit.
Kind of a fine line, too, with the pressure. I mean, these guys are in their hip pockets, but they are getting blown by, too. So you got
to 5:47 to go here. Rivak over to Collin in the corner. 26-20. Rockets leading. Here's give it go pass to Rivak. Nice pass from Hawshield. Rivak gets the bucket. It's 26-22. 5.5 minutes to go here. Rockets with the ball. They get it across half court. Beslick with the ball from the top. Denzine's got him. To the basket he goes. Blocked by Denzine.
Nice block.
Got to get on the ground for that one. Spencer, no. Braden comes away with it and gets it up to JJ. JJ from the right side. JJ gets it into Denzine and going to get a reach foul down at the bottom from Weston Neiman. That's a 17 foul. That's going to put Denzine at the line. Tell you what, the Rockets have been hot this half here. And you know, it's going to be a big thing for them to continue that. Loggers got to keep attacking.
And to be only down by four, well, we played pretty poorly, if I can be honest. We're in a good spot.
Yeah. Denzine just hits the front of the rim and missing. 5:07 to go here. 26-22. Rockets get across half court. And Beslick off his feet, off his foot, but Rockets maintain possession from the right side. Tipped away by Collin, but Rockets keep it. Here you go. Driving the basket. Here's an open shot from the corner. Now from the wing. Three-point shot is up. It's long. Rebounded by Denzine. Gets it to JJ. JJ gets across half court. 4:39 to go. It's 26-22. Collin to Braden in the corner. Braden brings it up back to JJ. JJ to Hawshield. Hawshield from the wing at the three-point line. Pulls up from three. It's good for Drew Hawshield.
That was a two. His foot was on the line.
Oh, his foot was on the line. They're going to give him two. It's 26-24. 4:19 to go. Rockets with the ball. Want to see the Loggers close out this half. It's crunch time right now. And there we go. There's a defensive play. Collin gets a steal. Rebound to JJ. Push it now. Get it up to Drew. Drew from the wing. Loggers slow down. He goes baseline. Gets it to Collin. Collin a deep two. No good. Rebound Denzine. Denzine kicks it out to Rivak. Here's Braden. Open from three. That one's good for Braden Rivak. Loggers take the lead. 27-26. We're going to get a timeout for Spencer. This is playoff basketball, boys. We're going to take a full one-minute timeout. Send it back to 98Q Country.
Strongman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Strongman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectional sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Strongman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Here we go, Jeff Haken in here and Steve Peters in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 27-26 lead now for our Phillips Loggers over the Spencer Rockets. 3:37 to go here. Loggers had a couple nice stops here. Here's an open shot for the Rockets from the corner, and it's good. Rockets take the lead again, 29-27, 3.5 minutes to go. JJ with the ball. We got someone from Pennsylvania here watching, too. We got them all over the place here. Steve Poshield from the wing. Yeah. Over to Colin. We need some shots up here for JJ. Here's JJ from the corner. Here he goes. JJ got to shoot that one, but he found Braden, the 40% shooter. You do want to get it to him. You're right. JJ needs to get some shots up. He's only got a few shots. 3 minutes to go.
Ooh, nice shot by Shea.
Yeah, Denzine almost poked that one away.
Good denial by Shea.
Our Rockets get it into the post, back out. Get it back, dribbled into the post. We're going to get a foul on Denzine, I believe.
No, I think they're going to get Drew with the... Yep.
JJ, shoot!
So that's going to be second on Drew Hochschild.
And Kowicki going to check back in, probably come in for Drew.
You don't want to have him pick up three fouls.
Yeah, you really don't. With 2:49 to go here, and Loggers down by two.
Jack should be definitely fresh, too.
Yes. So you got Bezlik at the line. First free throw up for him. Long rebounded by Colin. Oh, he got up high for that one. Gives it over to JJ. JJ, right side. Rebound from the corner was open. Is Denzine. Denzine gets it into Colin. A tough pass. There's passing to the wrong team that we're doing again, and it's going to lead to a layup taken away by JJ on the other side. 2.5 minutes to go. Got to make the easy pass, though. We score back baskets on easy, quick passing right there. We have a tendency to try to really force it in where nothing's really going on. All right, Rockets, they get it in, top of the key. Here's Bezlik against Denzine. Denzine got his work cut out for him. I think he's doing a good job on him, though. Shea helping out with everyone. Forces the turnover, and it's going the other direction. Shea's putting the best pressure on him all over the court. He's starting to deny him a little bit of getting the ball, and we're seeing dividends on his end right there. So Loggers with the ball. JJ Haken is going to bring it up. 2:21 to go here. First half. Loggers down by two. JJ over to Rivak. Rivak. Back up top to JJ. JJ to Colin on the left wing. Over to Kowicki. Reversing it. Here's Denzine. Here's JJ. JJ going to shoot the quick three. That one short. Rebounded by Spencer, but you need those shots going up. 2 minutes to go. 29-27. Spencer with the ball. Got a guy open by the basket. Shot goes up. It's no good, but rebound by Spencer. Can't have that. And ripped away. Staying with Spencer. Spencer. Shot goes up. It's blocked by Denzine. He gets the rebound. He's going to push it himself.
Good decision.
Nice job by Shea. Shea really making a point here. Got the Kulwicki's watching from the Siegel. Good to have them. And here's Rebak to the line. To Denzine, or drives baseline. Gets it to Denzine. It's stripped away. Minute 24 to go. Loggers down by two. They're in a dogfight. Spencer from the wing. From that right side. Working the right side. Trying to go baseline. Picks the ball up. And here's a cross-court pass. And taken away by Colin. Colin all the way to the basket. It's blocked. And we're going to get a blocking foul.
On Bezlik.
On Bezlik. Minute 04 to go. Nice take by Colin. Looking to tie this game up.
Yeah, the turnover down on the other end, too, started by JJ's pressure, ball denial, and they panicked and passed out of there for the turnover.
Yep, exactly. Minute 4 to go, 29-27. Colin just a little long on that one. Misses his first free throw. Minute 4 to go in this first half. Kleinschmidt set to shoot his second free throw. And it's up. That one's good for Colin. 28-29. Loggers down by one. Minute to go. Spencer with the ball this first half. And Bedlick with the ball. A nice spin. Turns around and boy, was that a beautiful shot right there. And 31-28. And you want to see the Loggers playing from ahead in the second half. They're going to have to find a way to get a lead here. Kleinschmidt to Rebak. Here's JJ right side. JJ driving. He's going to pull up from the free throw line. That one's short, but rebound by Kleinschmidt. It goes up. No call on anything. Spencer going to come away with it. Bottom line, Loggers got to hit a bucket. 30 seconds to go. Loggers down by three. Spencer with the ball. And it's Beblik with the ball. Beblik trying to drive. Kicks it back out. 15 seconds to go. Back to Beblik it goes. Guarded by Denzine. Going to try to use the screen. He's not going to use the screen. He's going to pull up. No shot. Here's an open three from the wing, though. That one is good. Big shot. Spencer hitting everything. Doesn't look like a four-win team. And that's going to end the first half. 34-28. It's the Loggers down right now by 6 points. We're going to send it back to 98Q country for a five-minute timeout. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Audrey Heckman, here to tell you about the Heckman Auction app and how easy it is to use. It can be downloaded free on Apple and Android devices. This is an easy, accessible way to keep track of your favorite items or find something new. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
You will find the usual with the unusual at HeckmanAuction.com. Heavy equipment, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, furniture, coins, jewelry, and much more. Heckman Auction,
heck yeah!
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pre-game muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores post-game muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro basketball players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how their team and your community can work together to be true champions.
Longwood Home Fire Insurance is proud to be part of the Park Falls
Peter Nathan Podwell here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's first round of playoff action here tonight, and it's the Spencer Rockets, the 10 seed, surprising our Phillips Loggers right now, 34-28 here in Phillips, and it's been a decent game, but Spencer's been really hot here, you know, going through, and Loggers need to make some timely stops, also need to find be a little more fluid on offense. You can tell it's just the rhythm isn't quite there. They should be scoring a lot easier than they are on this team right here. So, you know, it's a seven-win team, four in their own conference. You know, they're playing really well here, and it's playoff time, and they're doing their thing. So hats off to the Spencer Rockets. But the Loggers in the locker room right now talking about some things, you know, and Amy's figuring out some things, you know, that they've got to do, some things they're not doing so well. One of them moving their feet on defense. A few of them getting blown by to the basket just too easily. It's playoffs. Got to get down and dirty. It's a dogfight out there. So the Phillips Boris boys, Brianna, are the 7 seed, and the Rockets from Spencer are the 10 seed. And we're going to go over leading scores here, and we'll start out with the Loggers, and it's Lane Abraham with 14, and Braden Revac with 5, Drew Hochschild with 4, Colin Kleinschmidt with 3, and JJ with 2. Got to see some more shots going up for him. And I see him out there working right now, and they're going in. Look for a big half from JJ for the Spencer Rockets. And leading the way is Sam Betzel. He averages 18 a game. He's got 12 right now. Weston Neiman, the point guard, he's got 7. And Beck and Miller has 4. And then there's a bunch of players with 3 and 2. And that's how they score, you know? And it looks like a regular game here for Spencer. So, going to have to find a way to battle with Beslick in the second half. And Nate, you want to pull up those sponsors also for me?
How many fouls does Beslick have? Is it just the one that he picked up late?
I'm not sure. I thought he had 2. We'll find out, I guess.
You know, I'd like to see him on the bench. I mean, everything that they've been doing has been predicated off of everything that he's able to put on the floor with triple penetration and really taking our bigs to school.
Yeah. Good to have you. The Decitels watching from St. Lucia here. So hopefully Loggers can bring it back here. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors here tonight. We got Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union. We'll get that over there. Jeff Haken and Roofing. Getting that time of season, isn't it, Steve? I was hoping this winter would drag on a little bit longer, but it looks like people are going to have me doing some roofs. All right, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber, and Do It Best Hardware. That's where I get all my shingles, Steve. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls, BP, Glasses Sports Shop, along with CompuMold and Design. What are they called? Tool and Design. CompuMold, Cool and Design. So a new sponsor for us. Really happy to have them helping you guys, or helping bring this game. Really proud of all of our sponsors. Minute and a half to go here in this half. Logger is going to bring it in. I'm excited for the second half, Steve. It's something, you know, the Loggers have a challenge in front of them. You know, I think they come in, we should win this game. That's what I heard a lot of.
Yeah. I think that if you don't see them attacking in the first 2 minutes, I'd be surprised because I think that they've come out really flat. I know that there's a decent crowd here, but it's just there's not been a lot of energy.
Yeah,
all the way around.
It's not a playoff atmosphere in here tonight.
No.
And we're going to have to get them jacked up a little bit, but you get that in Phillips. It's a Phillips tendency here. It gets really quiet in here. Get this crowd going. We'll see what we can do here. We've got to get a bucket to get that going a little bit and get that student section jacked up a little bit, but we're going to need to get them going.
I think JJ, you know, the first team all-conference, all-defense, he's the catalyst that so often serves the drink.
Yeah.
And I think that that's going to be key for him to assert his excellence in the early parts of this game in the second half here and just take over.
Absolutely. You got it. About to get underway here in 30 seconds. Loggers on the court. They're ready to go here. We know that they are. Spencer coming out of their huddle right now. And starting out, it's going to be, whose basketball is it? It looks like it's going to be Spencer Ball to start out. And Weston Neiman going to take it out for the Rockets. Well, you get a control of that here. 18 minutes to go in the ball game here. Spencer with the ball. It's Bezlik from the top. Bezlik against Abraham. Bezlik between the legs. He's a shifty player. Always has been. Over to Neiman. Neiman has gone baseline on JJ. Gets it to Bezlik. They rotate it back to Bezlik. Against Lane. From the top. Get pass to the wing. Left side to Neiman. And driving the basket, kicking back out. There it was, JJ with the steal. And here we're going to see him attack all the way to the basket. Shot goes up, he's going to go to the free throw line. Exactly what we talked about, Steve. JJ knew that coming out of the halftime. Yep. He's got to get to the basket. We didn't even look at him. You know what I mean? He knows, okay, it's time to get rolling here. You know, let this game monkey around a little too long. You got it.
Player.
All right, JJ from the line. Free throw up, and that one's no good. 17:28 to go here. It's 34-28. Second free throw for JJ coming up. And that one up. And no good. Both of them no good.
That's a rarity.
That's a rarity right there. Got to keep attacking. 17-24 to go here. 34-28. Spencer with the ball. A nice spin move to the basket. And a turnover. Kulik, it's got to be a foul there. Hawshield. It was like a 5-second foul. JJ from the left side over to Rivak. Rivak to Kulicki by the basket. We're going to get a blocking foul down at the basket. Early fouls here on Spencer. It's going to be key.
Yeah, going back to the foul that wasn't called on Jack, it seems like so many times today we've seen people coming through the backs of the loggers.
Yeah.
And no calls.
Yeah. Picket fence. Here's Rivak open from three. Going to drive to the elbow. Pulls up. That shot, no good. Nice box out from the Rockets. They get the rebound. 17 minutes to go. It's 34-28. Rockets still with the 6-point lead. They get into the low block. Going to spin left side. Nice defense by Lane, but a beautiful shot.
Not much you're going to do with that.
And it's 36-28. Loggers down by 8. Taking in left side. Up to Abraham. To Jack. Loggers rotating the ball. Kick ball. Almost found Lane by the basket. That was a nice play there by the Loggers. 16:36 to go. Get into Hawshield by the basket. Pump fake. Shot goes up.
Nice.
And nice job by Hawshield. 30-36. 16 and a half minutes to go. Spencer with the ball. Cross half court. And there we get our student section into the game a little bit.
I like the pressure out top.
Yep. Yeah, Loggers creating pressure up top. Definitely like what I see with that. And there's a takeaway by Rivak. It's causing problems. Changing up their defense a little bit. Abraham over to JJ to Drew. Drew from the right side. Going to step back from three. A fadeaway three-pointer. Better make that one. And he did. The senior makes a big shot. Just like that, Steve. It's a three-point ball game starting off the defense. You did call it. We got a timeout here by the Rockets. I thought they're calling a foul. The 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here, Steve. We're going to keep it here. I like what the Loggers are doing. Nate's going to bring up our local sports sponsors here. What a nice little run by the Rockets, or by the Loggers right now, making this a three-point ball game. All started off by the Steels. Got there, Nate? We're working. Not what he wants. All right, we'll work on getting those in just a second. But Loggers, you know, they got the momentum rolling. And, you know, they look really confident out there right now, Steve.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's... I think that shot by Drew just now hopefully is a sign of things to come and a more aggressive.
Yeah, we're going
to
go over our sponsors later here, but we want to talk about our new sponsors and Ross's Sports Shop and Comfy Mold Tool and Design. Keep it up as much as you can there, Nate. That's all right. We're going to go back to the game here, and it is Rockets basketball. They're up by 3, 15:50 to go. And Denzine pressuring the ball. Finds Bezlik right by the basket. He kicks it out. Open three-point shot from the corner is no good, and we're starting to see some misses,
yep.
Steve.
Law of averages.
Yep. Haken is going to bring it up left side. 15:34 to go. And that one I thought was out of bounds. Haken picks it up. Going to bring it ahead. Gets it over to Drew. Drew from the wing. From the elbow, Drew pulls up. That one's short. And no good.
Not a bad look. I mean,
shorted it.
Right from the elbow, just a bad shot.
15:19 to go. 36-33. Rockets leading. Rockets with the ball. Bringing it ahead. And
look at the ball pressure now.
Definitely pushing it out a little bit. It looks way better here. Love it. And then we're going to get a turnover, I believe. It's going to go to the Loggers and creating this pressure at the top that we talked about from the beginning, Steve. That's something you picked up on right away. I'm liking what I'm seeing with that. JJ gets it across half court with 15 minutes to go. They get it to Denzine from the elbow. Hands it off to JJ. JJ pulls up from the wing, and it's good. You want to get him rolling. 2 points for JJ there. 36-35.
Your shots have been there all night. Yep. Just now we're making them now.
Bezlik guarded by JJ. JJ, don't mind seeing JJ guard him either.
No.
And they get it back out. Here's Neiman, the freshman.
Excellent defense.
Yep, JJ on Bezlik. Bezlik passes off. They're going to try to get JJ in the post with him. Lanes understands and stays there. Here's a switch, and there's Neiman with the ball. That one misses. Rebound Denzine. JJ going to bring it. JJ going to push it right side. They're not going to guard him. He might pull up. Back to Denzine. Out to Hoshield. Hoshield. From the free throw line, steps back. Can't get that one to go. The fadeaway shot, don't really want the fadeaway. We're finding nice shots when we move the ball. Got to be a little bit patient here. 36-35, all the way to the basket is Anderson. No good. Rebound, Haken. Haken.
Got to catch.
Pushes ahead. Yep. Over to Rebeck. Rebeck. That one's tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Loggers.
We see it all the time. The game of momentum, and right now we have it.
Yes.
If we can get a couple stops and a couple buckets.
It's where we need good shots right now.
Yep.
Shot selection is huge after you get a steal. And Loggers going to take the ball out of bounds, under their own basket. Here's Hoshield from the free throw line. Pump fakes, gets to the left side. Shot goes up. He's going to go to the free throw line.
On Bezlik, too.
Yes. And that's what you like to see with Drew. We don't want the fadeaway from Drew. We want him going right at the basket. Go attack.
Loggers looking to take the lead here with 13:46 if we can make these two.
Keep this momentum rolling, and again, Steve, it's starting on the defensive end.
Absolutely it has.
And Drew ties it up at 36.
It's just a mystery to me as to why it takes a deficit to start pressuring the ball.
Start right off the bat.
Right.
Oshield's second free throw. And Loggers take her first lead in a while. 37-36.
Only our second lead of the game, I
13:45 to go here. Rockets get it across half court. From the wing, right wing, guarded by Rebeck. Nice job. Oh, he splits the defense. Yeah. Missed the layup. And Lane Abraham with the rebound going the other direction. Lane, all the way to the basket. Left hand, no good. Rockets rebound.
I like that drive, though.
Yep. I like Lane going at the basket hard, trying to get something accomplished there. Here's Bezlik. Drives, kicks back out to Neiman. Neiman attacking the basket. Shot goes up. That one's good from Neiman. A nice attack.
Freshman.
Yep. Nice attack from the freshman. 13:11 to go. Rockets up by one. 38-37. 13:06 to go. Hoshield to Denzine. Over left side. Rebeck has it. That one gets to Hoshield. Hoshield back it in. Gets it out to Rebeck. Hoshield thinks about it. Gets it to Lane. JJ open on that right side. You really want to see it get it over there. Here's Braden. Stuck on that left side. There it is to JJ. Shoot the ball, JJ. He does. That one's good.
Glad.
He can see it coming. I feel it. He needs to keep getting these shots right now. Three-pointer for JJ gives the Loggers a two-point lead. We
nice
talked about it.
Too.
Yep. We talked about how he's going to start doing it. They get it to Bezlik by the basket. Oh, and JJ gets called with the foul. He hit all ball straight up. Bezlik going to go to the line.
That's going to go away quietly.
No. And Bezlik kind of drew the foul on that going into JJ with it. JJ was perfectly straight up on that. Exactly what you're supposed to do. 12 and a half minutes to go here. We're tied up at 40. Bezlik trying to take the lead for the Rockets. Free throw up, and it's good. All right, 12 and a half minutes to go. It's a dead crowd here in Phillips. Let's get everyone up. Come on, guys. Boschield to Denzine by the basket. Denzine finishes. Walger take the lead. Finally get a little bit of excitement from the crowd. And almost throwing it up, but saving it is Niemann. Loggers up by one. Bezlik has the ball.
There's the help.
Nice job by Lane stopping him. They kick it back out, guarded by Hochschild. Rockets with the ball out top now. Still pressuring the ball, like what they're doing. Going to try to get to the basket. It's out of bounds, and it's... Oh, I thought it was Loggers basketball. It's going to stay with the Rockets. 11:55 to go here. Here's a substitution. It's Lalakata in right now, and coming out is Tyler Peterson. It's Rockets basketball under their own basket. Niemann has it. They get it up top of the key, trying to drive on Kleinschmidt. Bezlik, Lane falls down. He gets back up. Bezlik to the basket. No good. Rebound, Hochschild. He's going to push the other way.
Good job of the Loggers to draw a crowd there and corral the ball.
You bet. And get Shea by the basket. Shea, turn around, a little bit of a fadeaway. Oh, it falls out. Collin rebounds, cleans it up. Can't get it to go. Bezlik comes away with it. Got to finish.
Yep.
Got to finish. We're right by the basket. They're easy shots. We missed three bunnies. Can't do it. 11 and a half minutes to go.
I wonder if those early shot blocks played a part in some of that.
42-41. Loggers up by one right now. 11:26 to go. Rockets with the ball from the right wing. They get it into Bezlik by the block and finds the body by the basket.
Got to get in front of him.
11:14 to go. JJ to Kleinschmidt. Jay comes away with it. Back out to JJ, to Abraham, to Denzine. Denzine by the basket. Little baby hook is good. Loggers take the lead again, 44-43. Back and forth we go with 11 minutes to go. Rockets from the wings. Collin got to move his feet. He does this time. I like it. Out to Bezlik. Guarded by Lane. And by Niemann going to the basket.
Second touch.
45-44, Rockets lead. 10:41 to go here. JJ, over to Kleinschmidt. Into Hochschild. And stripped away. And Bezlik going the other way. And Loggers not moving well. Bezlik, easy basket. Don't like that one. Rebound comes in. 10:25 to go. And Rockets up by three. Hochschild to Collin. Collin gets that bucket to go. Hit the bunny. Loggers down by one, 47-46. Keep attacking. Keep the pressure. Jay. Collin almost gets the steal, but doesn't. Spencer from the corner. Skip pass. Here's Niemann. Open from three. No good. Rebound. Abraham. Going the other way. JJ. He's going to push. Up to Drew. JJ. Or Drew has it from the wing. Back to JJ. JJ got to shoot one here. They rotate it around. Find Hochschild. Left side. Can't make it. They did not call. There we got a jump ball.
I thought he was going to call a foul.
I thought he was too. Reback going to check in. Collin going to check out.
9:44. Loggers down by one in a back-and-forth affair right now.
All right, Abraham going to take it out for the Loggers under their own basket. Get it into Drew. Drew from the left side. Nice. Goes to the basket. He's going to go to the line. Yep. Nice job by Hochschild. Going to the line.
Set on Bezlik now. Three.
They got it on 24.
Wasn't.
I thought that was on Bezlik.
I thought it was on Bezlik too.
So that's the fourth on 24 though. Free throw up for Hochschild. Ties the ball game up at 47. And 9:41 to go here. Tied up at 47. Hochschild trying to take the lead again for the Loggers. And Hochschild hits it. It's 48-47. And we're going to get a timeout. What do we got here? 30-second timeout? 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here. Nate, you got those up here. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors real quick. We have Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Suwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, Ross's Sports Shop, and CompuMold Tool and Design. Good to have all of our sponsors helping you bring this
game. We have
game.
A great community.
We really do here. And for Jeff and Scott's local sports channel, covering these games here costs $150 each game, and we've gotten a lot of donations. We'll talk a little bit about that to help you guys bring this game here tonight. But got a nice crowd. Need a little more energy. It's not a playoff atmosphere, and Philip, a little disappointed with that. We need some people on their feet and cheer these Loggers on. Right now it's Spencer basketball. They're down by one, 9:41 to go, 48-47. Anderson brings it up for the Rockets, guarded by Rivak. Beslick in the corner, going to attack the middle, pump fake from the elbow, back out to Neiman. Trying to drive baseline, guarded by JJ. They get it back up top. Get it to Beslick. Down by the basket.
Good help.
Yep, nice help. Stolen away by Denzine, and a nice job. Beautiful defense. Rebound to the basket. Left side. He's fouled. He's going to the line.
Nice work.
That was a beautiful Euro step that was really delayed to try to draw the foul. Braden Rebeck going to go to the line.
See if we can get some momentum here.
Yep.
Get out in three.
Free throw up and oh, that rims out for Rebeck. Kolwick is going to check in. He's going to come in for Denzine. And Rebeck going to get his second free throw. Free throw up and good for Rivak. Loggers with a 2-point lead. 9:07 to go. Rockets
gonna stop now.
Bringing it up. They're gonna give it to Beslick. Beslick gets it across half court. Guarded by Abraham. Gonna use a screen from him. Picked up by Kolwicki. Kolwicki moves his feet nicely. It gets away with an offensive foul, does yep. Beslick.
Thought it was a foul as well.
And Rebeck, or JJ with the rebound to Hochschild. Hochschild back to JJ, reverses it. Lane to Rebeck. Braden from the wing on the left side. Finds Hochschild, throw to the wrong guy. 8.5 minutes to go. You hate a turnover like that. Oh, my goodness. Loggers up by two from the wing. Driving baseline, kicking it out. JJ gets away with it. Hochschild ends up with it. Push he's going to go right side. Gives it to Lane. By the basket. Lane can't finish, but he's fouled. He's going to go to the free throw line.
Nice work by Drew, giving it up where he did there and allowing Drew to get downhill. Right, excuse me, Lane to get downhill.
And Loggers up by two, 49-47. Lane can make it a 4-point ball game.
He's having a whale of a game.
He is. Been a little quiet in the second half. Like to get him going again right now. First free throw up from Lane. That one's good. Nothing but net. Net barely even moved right there.
Yeah, outstanding ball shooter. He kind of went through a little bit of a slump after he was coming back from the injury, but his percentage is definitely going up lately.
Absolutely. Loggers right now up by three. Slowly building the momentum, finding some confidence. Second free throw up and good for Lane. Loggers up by four, 51-47. You said first team to 50 is going to win, Steve. We're going to see if that holds true. 8:13 to go here in this ball game. Beslick gets it over to Neiman. Neiman guarded by JJ. Back to Beslick. It is Beslick can use the screen. Nice two-man defense by JJ and Abraham. Totally stopped him. Kick it out to the corner to Neiman. Neiman to the basket. Spencer rides. It's blocked. And rebound. Loggers got to fight hard for it. Rebound comes away with it. A jump ball. Nice job by Braden. Loggers needed to get that rebound, though. It's going to stay with Spencer. 7:47 to go in this ball game. 51-47. Phillips Loggers leading the Spencer Rockets. They get it in. Kick it out to the three-point line, to the wing. Get it back into the block. close to a 3 seconds.
That's
out to Beslick. Beslick started by Lane to Neiman. Neiman ball with it. And Beslick ends up guarded by JJ. Switches off. Beslick guarded by JJ. Going to try to back him down. Spin around. Shot goes up. No shot. They call foul on the ground.
I don't know if I like that call.
I'll keep my mouth shut. 7-12.